ever get together with your family and suddenly you start learning all kinds of dirty family secrets you have never heard before?
94.9 Mix FM, Rob and Joss in the morning.
I found out my Uncle Ricky's a thief.
Why is that?
I had no idea. I found out that he stole $10 from my mother's purse when he was a kid.
No kidding.
He was just kind of like one of those like bad little kids getting into trouble and everything like that. So he was an altar boy at the church.
An altar boy thief.
An altar boy thief. But when he wasn't at church, he was stealing.
Man.
So my mother and her mother kind of had their suspicions about him. So my mother put 10 singles in her purse. And sure enough, she goes into her purse a couple of hours later and a dollar is missing.
Marked bills.
Yes. And my uncle was about 12. He was too old to be doing this. He was like 12 years old. And he walks in the door. He looks at my mom and his, you know, and her mom, and they're, "How are you guys doing?" And they're like, "Not very good, because there is some money missing. And we set you up to steal the money, and you did, you little fool."
Well, how many kids have done that?
You know, I think every kid, now he was a little old, but I think every kid has stolen something or other. I stole an Ewok figurine off of my neighbor's lawn.
Yeah, but that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a good-looking Ewok. My mother marched me over and made me confess.
I bet.
What did you sort of steal when you were a kid? We don't condone it.
Sort of steal.
Did you get caught, and what were the consequences?
520-775-0949.
Danny on the east side, go ahead.
I remember I was 8 years old, I took a, I don't know what it actually is made of, it's probably just glass, but it, to my eyes, it looked like a diamond, and it was this like weird little like display thing that my aunt had in her you know, her fancy cabinet, and I was like, "Oh, I'm going to be rich," and I took it.
Wow, stealing from family, that's pretty gutsy. Most people go into a convenience store or a toy store or a bookstore, but you stole from your aunt.
Not just your aunt, but her fancy cabinet.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it was probably like 20 years later. Like it got lost in the house, and it was, my parents were moving. They found it, and they're like, "What is this?" And I was like, "Oh, I stole that."
I see.
Did your aunt miss it? Like, did she ever realize you were a little sticky-fingered thief?
No, she didn't. She had so much stuff in that cabinet, she never noticed.
Oh, see, that's the type
Your parents have one like that.
Yeah, but they're going to notice.
Yeah, and it's not fancy.
Yeah.
So, when you were a kid, what did you take? What did you steal? 94.9 Mix FM. Confess. Robin Joss in the morning.
Okay, we're not condoning this behavior. We're just bringing it up because I found out last weekend, my Uncle Ricky came into town and we were telling family stories, and he was talking about how he was a thief and he took money out of my mom's purse when he was a kid.
Well, I admit that I was a thief as well.
I didn't know you stole anything.
Oh, yeah. I was a young man. I went to a freshman party, and on top of a cabinet was a cassette of the Doobie Brothers.
The Doobs.
And I decided to myself after a while at the party, you know, that cassette would look pretty good in my car. So I took it, got in my car, and got into a wreck.
See? God punished you.
Yep.
God punished you.
Absolutely.
Also, you were driving when you were a freshman?
Yeah.
What? You would have been like 14.
16.
You were a really old freshman.
Well, this is during the Truman administration. The rules were different back then.
I guess they were. What did you steal? Did you get caught? What were the consequences? Shelly, go ahead.
I used to steal cheese sticks out of the fridge. I just loved it. It was my favorite kind of snack. And so I would hide the wrappers underneath my bed. And my mom would always go and be like, "I just bought cheese sticks yesterday. Why are there only like 3 left?" And I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she found the cheese sticks under my, the wrappers under my bed. And she goes, "What are these?" And I go, "I have no idea how those got
here." Of course.
And like, here, I'm an only child, so I had no one to blame and no pets.
Some man came through the window.
I took the cheese sticks.
That's right. Wasn't me, Ma.
So